Hey, Goody family, Helen here, your kids pastor, but also I am somebody who absolutely loves to run. There's a few things you need to know about me, actually. I love learning, love research, love studying. I actually have a couple of different degrees because I've just got a bit of a passion for learning, but also I love to run. And I love how running always sets me in a mindset for the day. I don't know what I'm going to be facing that day. I don't know what lies ahead for that day. But I do know that if I head out and start the day right, then I can get into a good headspace. But I also, there are some days where I just don't have that headspace even to actually get into my running gear. But what I have to do then, and what I've learned over the years, is to change how I speak to myself and my mindset into the fact that I don't think I have to go for a run today, but I get to. I get to go for a run today. And you know, as we head into a new season with Good Life, and we've had some major announcements happen over the last couple of weeks, and it's been a big year. It's been a big year of uncertainty, and we don't know what lies ahead. I know that as a Good Life family, that we need to get ourselves into the right headspace. We need to be saying that, you know what, we don't have to do this, but we get to do this. We get to go into a new season together, and we are doing it together. And so I feel so excited to be able to talk to you today about gratitude, because gratitude is the best way for us to get ourselves into the right headspace, where we say we get to do this, and to encourage you in the Apostle Paul. So let's just take a moment to get comfortable before I head out on my run, and we'll get started as I talk to you about the origins of gratitude. So we know that the word gratitude comes from the origin of gratia, which means favor, and gratis, which means pleasing. And all other words similar to gratitude also come from these origins. That words like kindness and generousness, gift and grace. And gratitude has been termed and defined an attitude. It's been termed emotion, a life orientation, and a moral virtue. But really, at the cornerstone of gratitude is this notion of undeserved merit that we have freely had bestowed upon us, that we have received something or someone that we did not earn by merit. And research has shown that gratitude has benefits such as better sleep and reduced illness and reduced pain. And actually what the research has shown is if we practice gratitude regularly, then this is also linked to the reduction of the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Gratitude has been linked to better social support and connection in friendships, because when we actually when we find something that we love about somebody and that we feel grateful about it, and we express that to somebody and remind them and ourselves of the gratitude, it actually binds us closer together with somebody. Research has actually shown that when we show that we are grateful to somebody for who they are in our lives, that actually can reduce depressive symptoms within them. What research has also shown is that we are totally connected, and we strengthen relationships and support for each other when we express gratitude towards each other. But what I really wanted to really talk to you about today is the nature of broaden and build. Broaden and build theory of gratitude it shows the importance of how gratitude can help us with our coping mechanisms. in times of uncertainty, in times of trial and trouble. So gratitude, we know, in relation to coping mechanisms, is that gratitude has been linked to positive coping mechanisms, such as a positive interpretation of a situation, positive attention, positive memories of a situation, planning and growth learning. We look to what we can learn in a situation, and it also increases our capacity. Research has also shown that low levels of gratitude have been linked to maladaptive coping mechanisms and self-blame and disengagement in life and relationships and alcohol and substance use and denial. The broaden and build nature of gratitude is linked to how gratitude broadens our mind. So what it does is that when we express gratitude in a situation, what happens is that we shift our focus away from a negative and narrow or ambiguous way of how we view a situation or a trial or something that we're going through. And what it does is that we shift our focus and our perspective to attend to something positive within our life or someone positive within our life. And what it does is that we acknowledge the good things surrounding us and what good can come from the situation, maybe what we can learn from a situation. This builds important resources within us. And what gratitude does is it helps us to express and have empathy, that it builds positive affect within us, and that it builds greater capacity within us to deal with a situation. And so this then improves our mental health and our physical health and our subjective well-being. And so then what that happens is that when we feel that we have a good well-being and we are feeling good within ourselves, we are actually more able to express gratitude. And so then this is a feedback loop where then gratitude continues to broaden and to build within us as we continually feed back good things into our life despite our circumstances. Gratitude centers us on that which is good in our life, and it is an expression for that which we have been given. So the Apostle Paul actually speaks about gratitude quite a bit, and he really actually links and refers to this nature of broadening and building in his life. You know, the Apostle Paul had incredible coping mechanisms. We know that he went through and suffered greatly. He was repeatedly whipped and beaten, thrown in prison, stoned and left for dead, and constantly criticized for his ministry. We know that there were times, and he expresses in a few of his letters, that there were times where he really experienced despair. In 2 Corinthians, he talks about how he was really despairing for life and wondering if he could even continue to go on. But what we know in the book of Philippians is that he finishes his letter with some final words to the people of the church about how this is an important thing for what he does and how he copes with everything that he has gone through. And I am going to have somebody who I'm super grateful for read that scripture to you.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 13. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly. Now at length you have received your concern for me. You are indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. And in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
So Paul learnt to centre himself in Jesus and remind himself of the grace that has been so freely given to him. In all circumstances, he broadened his mind to look at the good things and the grace that had been poured upon him. And he pours out gratitude and thanksgiving to Jesus for what he has done for him. And this strengthened him to then be content in all circumstances and trials and uncertainties, and brought it to his mind, and it built within him a life that was centered and founded on God's goodness and grace. This is the nature of broaden and build of gratitude, is that we broaden our minds to look for the goodness of God in our life and the undeserved merit that we have freely been given. And this can then build within us capacity to cope in all circumstances. You know, Thanksgiving isn't always easy. We're reminded in Scripture that it is a sacrifice. And sometimes we don't always have within us the feelings of gratitude, but we are sometimes called to express gratitude anyway. We're called to say thank you, even when we don't always feel it within us. And we're called to give thanks in all circumstances and in all seasons. You know, in my life, I have been through many trials, many seasons. Before James and I came to Good Life, we actually were senior pastoring two churches in Nambour and out west in Mitchell. And before that, James and I went through quite a few trials even just before we even got married. But what I have discovered is that, and what I'm going to share something new with you that you don't know, is that I have an anthem song for my life. This anthem song is the Desert Song by Brooke Fraser. It's a song that says that in all seasons that I have a reason to worship. It talks about the desert when all that within us feels dry. It talks about the battle and when triumph is still on its way. And it talks about that when we're in the fire and we're being refined. And it also talks about the harvest, that in every season we have a reason to worship. And in really, really tough seasons in my life, the thing that I have done is I've actually gotten into my car and I have gone for a drive, just me, and I have blasted this song over and over and over again. And even though within me I did not feel grateful for what I was going through, I knew that I had to express gratitude to Jesus for all that he has done within my life and who he is. And so I would get in the car and I would just start singing the Desert Song. It didn't matter what it was that I was going through. I always found that after a consistent practice of gratitude, of worshiping and thanksgiving, that I found that I was starting to build within me a positive mindset and looking for good things in whatever situation I was going through. And then this then enabled me to get through those times. So I've got four other little people who I'm super grateful for, who are going to share with you a couple of really important scriptures around Thanksgiving. And then we're going to sing the Desert Song together.
Psalm 107, 21 to 22. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thanks offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy.
Today I'm reading from Colossians 2, 6 and 7.
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
Reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Today I'm going to be reading to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs through the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thanks, Craig and team. I love that song, and I hope that you found encouragement in singing it too. You know, gratitude actually does take practice, and it can feel weird starting out if you're not used to it. I just got new runners, and I hate getting new runners. I get blisters, and it feels weird and uncomfortable to start with. But I've had these runners for a couple of weeks now, and I've fully broken them in, and now they're just so supportive, and I'm really enjoying running in them. but it took a while and it took some practice. The thing about gratitude is that it doesn't matter how you express it or how you go about it. Some people do write in a gratitude journal. Other people, you know, they take photos of things that they're grateful for each day. Other people I know have sent a text message to a different person each day that they're grateful for to remind themselves and to other people that they're grateful for them. There are some people who use an app. You can also put an alarm on your phone to remind you to be grateful, to stop and say thank you to God for three things in your life. It doesn't matter how you express gratitude, just start practicing and breaking it in. Breaking it, it's like breaking in new runners. I just wanted to finish with some final thoughts about grateful people, because as the people of God, we are called to be grateful people who live out thanksgiving. Okay, seven things about grateful people. Number one, grateful people know that giving thanks is important and possible despite how they're feeling. They don't rely on their emotions and feelings to say thank you. Number two, grateful people draw strength from the goodness in their lives. They don't focus on what they don't have or what is missing in their lives, but rather what is good and present and praiseworthy in their lives. Number three, grateful people inspire others to be grateful and to help shift their perspective to the good things in their life. Number four, grateful people practice gratitude so they can broaden and build their lives on that which is good. Number five, grateful people shift their attention and their perspective outward rather than inward. They don't get caught up on their inner narratives about how things should be or how things should have happened. Number six, grateful people approach life with the mindset of I get to do this, not I have to do this. And number seven, grateful people approach a tough or challenging season or experience with the question of what can I learn from this? You know, good life, Isaiah tells us that he will be the stability of our times. And we can look to the goodness and the grace of our Lord Jesus in the times ahead. We are heading into a season of uncertainty, but it is a new season. And we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. As we head into Advent, which is a time of preparation and contemplation, I want to encourage you with a final blessing. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Good life, can you believe we get to do this?